Friday, July 13th, 2012. It's the Watt from Pedro Show. Why from Pedro Show people? I'm not in Pedro. I am in London, England. And, oh yeah, I started the show with John Coltrane doing, what was the fucking set list? Oh yeah, I have some guests too. In fact, some very interesting people. Here it is. John Coltrane doing The Believer. And after that was so I'll go with Windshar Particle. Oh yeah, speaking of particles. What about this fucking Higgs boson? Oh yeah, I have ghosts. I have guests.
Ghosts.
Why?
Ghosts.
Mr. Yoko. Hi. Jose! Last time, and you too. This is Kyoko. 26 months ago. Remember we talked about your journey with music? A very, very strict piano teacher.
Oh,
and hit the hand. Yeah, I made her hate. But then she came back with Bajo. For your band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 26 months, so thanks for coming back. The Higgs boson, you know about this?
Yes.
Yeah, they found a particle last week. Well, there's a model, a system where there's 12 parts and 4 forces. But they wanted to find the first one that gave the mass. Huh?
So many numbers.
Yeah, I know, it's trippy. And the boson, boson's kind of Jap. Boson.
Boson sounds more like Korean.
Is it Korean? Uncle?
Boson.
Okay. Boson. Cool. Yeah, uncle word. And this is the smallest part, and supposedly it gives mass to everything.
Yeah.
And there's some kind of a accelerator in Switzerland where they finally get proof. I mean, this man, Mr. Higgs, had this idea a long time ago. But the science method ain't dogma. It's supposed to be about show me. Oh, you know about show me? You know about show me? There's a state in the U.S. called Missouri. And on the license plates it says show me.
Show me?
Yeah, like I'm from Missouri. You have to show me. You know.
Show me.
Talk plain. Talk straight. Talk.
Yes, show me.
Show me. Sometimes I'm with one.
In movies, I've seen a joke. They say, blow me. I mean, show me.
In some ways, people, I mean, here in England to do a Stooges gig. And Ig is like this. Not the blow me thing, but. He's more about the show me thing. He's a very plain speaking man. He doesn't use a metaphor. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
a symbol.
No metaphor. Yeah.
Yeah. Metaphor is great. Yeah, straight talk. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think, sometimes that's a fresh of breath air. You know, a breath of fresh air. How about that? I don't know what you say, you guys. Not Jose, España, or Catalan, and Yoko, yeah.
Nippon.
So, actually, your English is very good, though. But when you say plain speaking, I'm wondering, when you guys talk and you hear the English go, you hear the English, what's it like with the fucking metaphor and the allegory and shit? Is it tough?
It's similar. It's not that different, the language.
Well, when you hear the words, like you want to be literal. You want to say, oh, wow.
Could you put example?
Yeah, example. Yeah, like maybe I should say example.
Simple one.
Like, what a trip. Now, what a trip, literal trip, means you're going on a journey somewhere.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but that's not the way I just said it to you. It's like kind of a mind blow, right?
Mm.
How would you understand trip?
I think you can figure it out with the context.
So how I use it.
Yeah.
Still pretty sophisticated, I think. I give a lot of credit. Now, people, it's July 13th. This is a bad day, right? Friday the 13th. It's supposed to be a lot of hell. It's after midnight. Oh, you guys went to a chow.
Yes.
Yeah, what'd you have?
I have gambas, a prawn, with the head
and
the tail.
Yeah.
And 5 or 6.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oishi?
Oishi.
Some more?
Yeah, I had a rice. I don't eat rice unless it's from paella.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a rare choice.
And it was a good one. I gotta tell you people, July 13th in London would be a different summer than you're thinking over in the U.S. It's raining.
Terrible.
But how long?
It's the wettest.
Hard to remember.
What, since April or?
No, since record.
Since February, January.
It's the wettest July.
When the snow stopped.
Since record began, but I think it might be not just July. I think it might be from the whole. Since I've been living in England.
Well, you had some snow, right?
Sorry.
Yeah, we have snow.
Yuki.
But yeah.
We've played shows on this tour to this many people. This feels like a Norway show.
I think this might be one extra.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Better get out of bed. In the face of a physical.
for Pedro show. You just heard Politicians in My Eyes by Death. Now that's a Detroit band from the 60s. So, glad to play it. It's very happening. People are recognizing that. After that, we had an entitled new tune on Cock and Bull TV by Taramellos. So I don't know the title.
Taramellos?
These brothers, yeah, Sacktown band.
That's Spanish for candies.
Caramelos. Terra, bad earth?
Oh, no, sorry, I thought you said Caramellos.
Taramellos. And after that, we had Dead or Alive by the Mau Maus. Mau Maus is a band from the old days in LAC. And Rick, you know, he's still pumping. He's got a new record out. Much respect to him. Then we heard Blood and Music by the Hi-Fi Club. They're French. And then Mark Lanigan doing Hitting the City. Mark Lanigan, beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Love. And Joe Bouchard, 1000 Midnights. Joe Bouchard, bass player for the Blue Oyster Cult in the old days. And finally, Cash Nexus by Matt Jones and the Plumstones. He was for a while in Pusan. And where is he now? I think in Holland. Trippy Cat. What do you think about people who live in other countries? I speak to you, Jose Kyoko, because you're from other lands.
Yes.
Is it tough to live in another land that you grew up in?
No, England is similar to Spain. It's Europe. The cultures are very similar. When you go to East Asia, you notice cultural differences, but I did notice a big difference when I went to Africa, to Morocco. Morocco.
Yeah, Moros.
Yeah, there I noticed a different place.
But when you came to England?
Not really. It's the same.
I ask Kyoko.
Hi.
Ready?
What I feel?
Opinion.
Opinion. Well, I feel liberated after coming to England from Japan.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, it's different.
No, liberated. What does it mean?
Well, I didn't feel my.
It was more closed before?
Pardon?
More closed before?
Close. While I was in Japan, yeah.
More open now?
Yeah, I think I do feel like that. I don't. Well, it's because I think I'm female.
Yeah. So a lady in this part is maybe a little open, more open?
Definitely.
Ah, and I'll say you're a man. Maybe you're a man and no difference. You know what? Look. We're at the end of the first hour. My for Pedro show. July 13th, Friday the 13th, 2012. Hold tight for hour two. July 13th, Friday the 13th, 2012. Second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
when I wake out of time, what I feel is stay with you. Sleep with me, dreams with me, and we spend the future together. Cause I need you, but you are not here. Cause I need you, but you are not here. What we do in the future, and it feels good, but you are not here.
Cause I need you.
Live from Pedro Show. We start off the second hour with Lemmings. Actually, Lemmings are Medio Bas Sotos by Italiano band Noje Bando Tio. After that, some Martaglia. Cathode Ray Tube Video Tape Recorder by CTVTR. And then we heard, more Italiano. You're Not Here by Rice on the Record. Now, they didn't use H-E-R-E. And so the Romaggi would be confusing. They used H-E-R, H-E-A-R. Yeah, interesting. And finally we did Regla de Ocha, number 8, kind of marsh, huh? By Zombie. And this is a band made up from Zoo, Franco, on the sax, and these cats. The bassman here you hear is not Maximo, it's Watt. They asked me to put bass on there. Now what I've been talking with off the air here is situation Europa. I shouldn't say. Euro is a currency. Yeah. And Kyoko. Hi. Yeah, Hermano.
Hermano Jose.
Yeah, Jose. We want to. They've been here a while. And look, the idea of coming to England from España, and even you from Nihon, to. I think that was the idea of Europa, that it would be a big group, a union. And we're going to, even though keep the identities of all the peoples, somehow on the money level, we share stuff. And what do you think? What was the idea of the EU?
The idea was that they're all together on the same ship, so if one member goes down, the other members will support that one, and if one makes good, then they will share it. They will share the profit. So it's kind of like a brotherhood.
Ah,
but
and sisterhood.
Yeah, sisterhood.
Do you remember when the idea was presented? How old were you?
I was a young boy.
And what was your first thoughts?
It coming together as a
EU.
Yeah, it was.
Now you're in a trippy place because you were coming out of Franco land.
Yeah. Spain was at the bottom of the pile.
What do you call it? Toilet circuit.
Yeah.
Because of Franco, bastard. Yeah.
But Spain is geographically, it's in a privileged,
absolute
place. Absolutely. You know, the connection between Africa and Europe.
So what you were a boy.
Yeah.
So what do you think when this idea first came?
Just kind of curiosity, and as you grow up, you think, well...
No, were you thinking hope?
At that age, you know, your mind is occupied with other things. It's not that adult.
Nirvana. No, not yet.
No, that was...
Later.
Nirvana was in the early 90s. Those days I was just hanging out on anarchist squads and the punk rock, the radical punk rock scene. And
it was like that, leftovers from Franco.
Yeah, I mean, those days we were trying to rebel against the mandatory military service, which was still mandatory. Otherwise you have to do like social services.
In Germany, yeah.
Germany too?
Yeah, you either pick.
Yeah, they say, well, if you don't want to do it, you're going to have to do... So like a punishment, you know, you don't want to do the military service, you have to clean up the streets, you know, you have to do something.
Right.
And there were a lot of people that refused to do that, and I remember in the squad, people being jailed, and band members of punk rock bands being in jail for this, men, obviously only male.
Yeah.
And when it was my turn, I kept on delaying it because I was studying until I could not delay it anymore.
Let's go.
Yeah. And I was actually in the UK when it was my turn. And at that time, the government announced that...
You mean you came to England before there was EU?
No, it was already EU, but my military service duties...
See, that's what I'm tripping on. What was your idea of the EU when it was coming?
The first thing I remember was 1994, when I would travel part of Europe and being able to pass the customs.
So,
Duane. Yeah, just by showing the ID and not giving any explanations on why I was visiting this country. I thought, this is good, you know, it's easier to travel. And
what was that first land?
Well, we entered through France and then the UK. I went straight to Reading Festival 1994. And Kurt had just died, and it was everybody was wearing Nirvana or Rage Against the Machine T-shirts, and it was the beginning. But yeah, the police had a different attitude on customs. They were more relaxed, and yeah, it felt like, this is nice, you know, at least you can enjoy all the country.
What about changing the money?
When Spain changed into euro, the first thing we noticed was the price increase. It was very visible.
Was it heavy?
Very tangible. It was heavy, yeah. Big time. You would get a coffee and then you were thinking, why am I paying this much for €1 coffee? And they round it up to the euro. But on the increase, not on the lower side, not right. On the decrease. And I felt quite noticeable life expenses increase. But those days, the economy was still okay. So
you could. Well, there was this idea of maybe England people coming and getting houses in Spain.
Well, that
for summertime?
That started in the 80s. The Germans.
Oh, even before?
Yeah, the Germans.
And the Germans too.
The Germans were the first ones to realize that Spain was a good holiday destination to buy a second house, and they had a fixation with Mallorca. They own.
God, Raymond's pop, that was his favorite place. He told me.
Really? The Germans own 20% of the island. That's a lot. And you walk around and they will be like.
But they bring their funds. They brought their monies.
Yeah, they will starting up businesses, so they will have the little ghettos, posh ghettos, obviously, because they had bones. And that was strange. I remember being a young boy and just hanging out in this holiday destination, which for us was the normal thing because it was econo.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, when you're a boy and you're not used to foreigners, and then you just walk and there's the shop, all in German. They had German products. That was my first encounter with another culture coming into our area.
But that was kind of the EU idea.
Yeah, that was the beginning, and I guess as the time went by and the European space became more open and people start to try it out and to travel and to start working abroad because they didn't need visas, then you had the sensation of more, the country start to become blurred, and then at the same time the flight industry became more prosperous and became more accessible. So many people started flying when before flying was something
rare.
Rare. Maybe they used to say you guys are used to it because the country is so big that you guys fly often. But in Spain, especially, and to fly out to London or that was a rare thing to go on a holiday destination to London. It was like, wow, you went there? Really? How was it? Did you bring me the Martin boots, Dr. Martin boots? These days, people...
No, I think you say Londres?
Londres, yeah. Yeah, I remember my friend, when I was 15, went to London, and then he would send me postcard with the classic punk, the old, you know, Mohican style. And from the phone boxes, they picked the prostitutes' cars, and they rolled in the bag and put, you know... So it was, in a way, it was, even though so close, it was like an exotic culture. These days, you talk to friends and they've been to Tibet, or they've been to Galapagos Islands, they've been to
Iceland. The helper man for the Stooges told me the new hippie town for England dudes that are hippie-like is Bulgaria, Sofia.
Sofia.
Because they're chasing the Econo. Here, let's hear some more.
I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. If them people, they don't like me, they can leave me alone. Oh, it's dark out and the moon gives no light, and my pony, it won't travel on the dark road at night.
Anyone lived in a pretty howl town, with up so floating many bells down? Spring, summer, autumn, winter, he sang his didn't, he danced his did. Women and men, both little and small, cared for anyone not at all. They sold their isn't, they reaped their same. Sun, moon, stars, rain. Children guessed, but only a few. And down they forgot as up they grew, autumn, winter, spring, summer, that no one loved him more by more. When by now and tree by leaf, she laughed his joy, she cried his grief. Bird by snow and stir by still, anyone's any was all to her. Someone's married their everyone's, laughed their cryings and did their dance. Sleep, wake, hope, and then they said their nevers. They slept their dream. Stars, rain, sun, moon, and only the snow can begin to explain how children are apt to forget to remember. With up so floating many bells down, one day anyone died, I guess, and no one stooped to kiss his face. Busy folk buried them side by side, little by little and was by was, all by all and deep by deep and more by more, they dream their sleep. No one and anyone, earth by April, wish by spirit, and if by yes. Women and men, both dawn and ding, summer, autumn, winter, spring, reaped their sowing and went their cane. Sun, moon, stars, rain.
Style is the answer to everything. A fresh way to approach a dull or dangerous thing. To do a dull thing with style is preferable to doing a dangerous thing without it. To do a dangerous thing with style is what I call art. Bullfighting can be an art. Boxing can be an art. Loving can be an art. Opening a can of sardines can be an art. Not many have style. Not many can keep style. I have seen dogs with more style than men, although not many dogs have style. Cats have it with abundance. When Hemingway put his brains to the wall with a shotgun, that was style. Or sometimes people give you style. Joan of Arc had style. John the Baptist, Christ, Socrates, Caesar, Garcia Lorca. I've met men in jail with style. I've met more men in jail with style than men out of jail. Style is a difference, a way of doing, a way of being done. Six Hurons standing quietly in a pool of water. Are you walking out of the bathroom naked without seeing me?
That's Check it in a pocket for for something to make her feel good. She's checking in her pocket for a way out. She's his driver, Fred Coffin. She can't seem to find anyone at all. She's checking in her pocket for something to make her feel good. She's checking in her pocket for a reason, a reason. She's checking in her pocket for checking in her pocket for maybe a reason to leave. She's just trying to find a friend to call, but she can't find anyone at all. She's just trying to find a safe place to go. She can't find anywhere safe to go.
Yeah.
Pedro show. You just heard I'm a Rambler, I'm a Gambler. That started it off. It was a little partial thing. Charlie Plymouth did was it was Walking in the Woods. Anyone lived in a pretty how town? E.E. Cummins. Speaking of the U.S. a little bit. And then Mr. Charles Bukowski with Style. Let me do live. Rapping about how to do your poems. Then Running Towards by Alexander Turnquist, man from the northeast of the U.S. Then Friends from Minute Flag. Minute Flag was an interesting collision between Black Flag and Minuteman. Yeah, it was a trip. Sorry, the bass is so loud. Then Mr. Foster's Shoes from Toiling Midgets. Much respect, the drummer of Toiling Midgets just passed away yesterday. Yeah. Big love to his wife and his daughter. Then we heard Demon Queen, something live from Tobacco, and Lamborghini Meltdown. Tobacco, you might know. He's the main man behind...
I don't remember.
Yeah. Black Moth. Mm-hmm. Super Rainbow, Pittsburgh. And then Capricious Robot from Yucca. Oh, yeah. Espanol, you say Yucca? Yucca, this cactus.
The what, sorry?
We say Yucca. But I wonder if you say Yucca. No, we say Yucca. They might say Yucca. Alo, it's some kind of cactus. It's New World, it's not Espana.
Right, I'm not familiar.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. I gotta bring you to Pedro.
Yeah, definitely wanna go to you.
Fuck, after a scene, I was in Sevilla with the fucking Archivo General de los Indies. Oh, those motherfuckers. Yeah, Mr. Cortez, Mr. Colon. Mr. De Pizarro, De Leon, all their own handwriting about going to the New World. I went, Jose, not as conquistador, but as estudiante. Yeah, actually, was it 2006? When were we in that chalet?
Yeah, that was 2006.
And you, yeah, Miss Kyoko too. Mm. Yeah, we wanted to do a. You wanted to visit Peter. You had the balloons, but beside balloons, you wanted maybe to come to my town.
I really have to go to visit you, and we maybe that we should do the album there in the kayak. It might come out maybe.
In the kayak. One kayak?
One or two, I don't mind, but in the ocean, floating, that'll be fun.
Yeah. What was his name? Magellan. A Portuguese man, I think, for España. And he said Pacifica because calm. Mm. Right?
Not like the Atlantic Ocean.
And then we heard into the cabin by the hysterical injury. That's totally you, Eskimo. And then Steak Bambi Bachata Ghetto. Yeah, respect for Chris. And finally, Clap for Alaska by Toys to Kill, which is a Pedro band. And they're not from Alaska. But you can dream, huh? It's been the second hour of the Watch for Peter show, July 13th, Friday 13th, 2012. Hold tight for hour three. July 13th, 2012, it's the third hour of the Watch for Pedro show.
いつの時代も毒を持った悪い奴らがいて、その能力を独占するために偽物の時間を作り出し、物質に頼る文明を発達させるために破壊という科学を生み出して、戸惑う人々に対して自分たちの身勝手な屁理屈を定義づけるために宗教を操り、その裏でエネルギーを牛耳って経済というお金のシステムを構築してきた代わりに偉大な能力を失ってしまった。何千年もかけて遺伝子的に記憶障害が起こり、何度も何度も生まれ変わって完全にその能力を忘れてしまった俺たちは記憶喪失なのだ。四次元の科学や哲学の話でファンタジーに興味のない奴には面倒くさがられるけど、まあ要するにお金を儲けるためにメディアを駆使し、人々をコントロールし、騙して無責任に危ないものをいっぱい作ってきた奴らが、自然を愛し自然を育んで自然と共に生活してきた人たちに長年にわたってものすごい苦痛を与えてきた事実が明らかになってくると、犠牲になってきた人たちの上に電気っていう暮らしがあるんだよ。そしてパンドラの箱の底を覗くと、太陽光発電だとか無限エネルギーだとか、自然を壊さなくても自然を利用した技術が発達してて、今は原発がなくても十分電気が賄える時代なんだよ。しかも低コストで、今ある原発を全て止めても水力火力をフル稼働するだけで賄えるんだよ。それを隠して騙す理由はものすごい利権が絡んでるのさ。金だよ金。末期的に気が狂ってるよこいつらは。原発一基作るのに1兆円ほどの援助金が国から電力会社に降りて、電力会社はターゲットを決めてその土地の人たちに近づいて金をばらまくんだよ。おっさんをキャバクラに連れてって、お年寄り温泉旅行、接待接待接待、町が復興するよなんて子供騙しな嘘ついて、反対派推進派に人々の心をお金で引き裂いていくマニュアルがあって、海を売った漁師に莫大な漁業権を支払って、安全対策やら 危ない秘密の実験やらプロパガンダの広告費で莫大にかかってる、そのお金はみんなの税金だよ。そうやって59基ある日本の原発は作られてきたんだよ。体に50個以上の時限爆弾をつけて生活してるのと同じで、1個でも爆発したらそこにはもう人が住めなくなるし、何にも生息できなくなって、じわじわと汚染が広がっていく恐ろしいものが50個以上あるんだよ。嫌なイメージだけど、核の平和利用の名のもとに日本は核兵器を持ちたいがためにこれだけ強行して作ってきたんだよ。中国電力は山口県上関町の田の浦の美しい海岸を埋め立てて、これから日本最大級の原発を2基作ろうとしてて、その対岸に住む岩井島の人たちは30年も反対してやめてくれって言って、生活をほっぽり出して必死に食い止めてきてるんだよ。豊かな自然と共にそこにみんなずっと住んで生活してるんだぜ。歴史もあって広大な自然が残ってる素晴らしいとこなんだぜ。そんなの全部無視して強行しようとしてるんだぜ。この後に及んで福島原発とはうちは関係ありませんって言って、ついこの間まで毎日工事してたよ。愚かだよね。今止まってる原発もまた大丈夫って再稼働させようとしてるし、何が大丈夫はぁ、お前の頭もメルトダウンしてるじゃねえかよ。末期的に気が狂ってるし、宗教よりもきつい洗脳されてるっていうか、自分たちで安全安全ってほざいてきたその呪縛にかかってるよね。本当にバカ。でもそんなバカ野郎に騙されてきた俺たちもバカ野郎だし、完全に罠にはまってるぜ。ツイッターやネットで原発の反対してる人の上げ足を取るようなレスポンス多いけど、そんな奴ほど薄っぺらく何にも実態分かってないし、情けなくなるぜ。そんな君たちも原発を推進するなら、応援するなら、広島長崎の原爆、第五福竜丸の被爆、1953年国連で核の平和利用のキャンペーンが始まり、その裏でソビエトとアメリカが冷戦下で核開発を競い合って、読売新聞、読売テレビの正力松太郎を介してアメリカから日本に原発計画が進められ、ウランが渡ってきたとこから日本に原発が誕生し、今に至るまで知ってから話してくれよ。気持ちは変わると思うぜ。原発によって社会全体に影響してる負の連鎖なんて見えてきたら吐き気がしちゃうよ。まともな心を持っていればね、テレビや新聞は黙った目に使われてるよ。特に日本はひどいよ。今のテレビの報道機関もひどすぎるね。プルトニウムのプの字がやっと出始めたね。この世で一番危険な物質だよ。福島の3号機は関西電力の星野監督が出てた CM でもおなじみのプルサーマルだよ。プルトニウムで発電してるやつだ。あれが爆発してるんだぜ。なのに次の日の新聞の一面は計画停電だったね。プロパガンダだぜ。自分たちの悪事を隠すために一体どれだけの人を犠牲にするんだよ。ふざけんなバカ野郎。プルトニウムは放射線とは比べちゃいけないよ。この物質を少しでも吸い込んだら全ての細胞をやられちゃって、遺伝子もぶっ壊されて再生もできなくなるんだぜ。それが漏れてるにもかかわらず長い間プの字に触れない奴らの口癖は、直ちに人体に影響はない、直ちに人体に影響はない、直ちに人体に影響はない。今年の流行語大賞だぜ。まったく一大殺人集団、組織犯罪だよ。原発に関してだけじゃなくても、しっかり情報が公開されていれば救えた命はもっとあったはずだよ。テレビ局イコール原発、このシステムがイカれてるぜ。人の命を何や思てんねん、ほんだらボケかす。まあそうや って人々を騙してきた奴らが今何をやってるかっていうと、国民のことよりも責任を逃れるために頭フル回転させて必死で言い訳を考えてるよ。おかしいよね。それが奴らの仕事さ。ヒューマンエラーだぜ。もうバレバレだよ。全世界、全宇宙が見てるよ。この日本に襲ってきた痛みを日本人がどう乗り越えるか注目してるよ。日本の若者がどう行動するか、アーティストやミュージシャンがこの痛みをどうアートに変えて訴えて思いを込めて乗り越えるのか、世界中のみんなが見てるぜ。日本は一大事なんだよ。揚げ足を取り合いしてる場合じゃねえんだよ。もう寝てる場合じゃねえんだよ。原発なんてもう時代遅れ。スウェーデンなんて原発は破滅に向かってるから原発をやめますかって、やめたら初めのうちは苦労しますけどって国民に真実を話したら、国民はやめようって言って今もうとっくに原発なしでやっていこうとしてるぜ。日本もとっくに自然エネルギーだけでやっていける技術は持ってるんだよ。それを騙して脅して隠してるだけ。お金のために早く気づいておくれよ。どうしてそんな無関心でいてられるのさ、ベイビー。青森県六ヶ所村の核の最処理工場には核の廃棄物用の3000トンのプールがあって、核の廃棄物がそこに溢れてて埋めきれないから廃液を海に捨ててるんだぜ。信じられないだろ。それをみんなに黙ってるんだぜ。隠してるんだぜ。その工場が爆発したら日本どころじゃなくて地球が潰れるほどの核がそこにはあるんだよ。原発に関してだけでも隠してることはたっぷりあるんだよ。この前の計画停電もひどかったよね。あれは国民に原発がなかったら不便だとか困るとかって植え付けて、これからも原発を維持するためにわざとやってるんだよ。そんなことやったせいで死人まで出たんだぜ。そんなことしなくてもオール電化が流行ってるぐらい日本の電力は有り余ってるんだよ。みんな普通に考えたら日本は温泉大国で、そこら中に温泉があるだろ。温泉掘って地熱発電できるんだよ。日本は島国だから潮の満ち引きを利用した無限エネルギーも有効で開発は進んでるんだよ。送電線一つにしても今使ってる電線は発電所からそれぞれの家庭や施設やビルに届くまでにものすごい電気を垂れ流してるんだぜ。君の家に届くまでにものすごいロスがあるんだよ。今はほとんど電気が漏れない送電線が日本にはあるんだよ。日本人の技術はすごいんだぜ。今までそんな危ないものに使ってきたお金があったらもうとっくに自然エネルギーだけでやっていけてるよ。なぜそうしないかって、核兵器と金だよ。薄汚い金、みんなそれにたかってるの。日本の電力は独占企業でそれ自体が法律違反してるよ。みんな何のために税金払ってるんだよ。金金金金金、お金も大事だけどもっと大事なもんあるよね。あるよね。そこを忘れちゃいけないよ。お金があっても家は買えるけどホームは買えない。時計を変えても時間は変えないし、本を変えても知識は変えない。ベッドを変えても眠りは変えない。医者に見てもらうことはできても病は治らない。電気を買ったら自然が壊れちまったよ。何かしてあげたいけどお金しか出せなくてモヤモヤしてる人はいっぱいいると思う。お金を出すことは善意でいいことだけど、その出したお金が出したところにどういう風に使われてどう人の役に立つのかってまで考えて 現金を出してる人は少ないね。ただモヤモヤした気持ちをお金でスッキリさせてるだけで無関心な人多いね。だから電力を民主化し、京都で言うと京都なんて掘ればどこでも温泉出てくるし、温泉掘って地熱発電にして、その地域の電力を賄えるシステムを作って、地域一温泉なんて好きじゃない。そして京都はダムもあるし、曇ったって大丈夫、雨なら今ある水力でこれ以上自然を壊さなくても電力供給できると思わない？エレクトリックデモクラシーさ、奴らの送電線を奪うんだ。もちろんそれをするには資本がいるし、徹底した議論も必要だし、義援金や支援金や税金をどう使って具現化していくか、プロセスもしっかり公開してみんなでやっていけたらいいよね。使い道がしっかり公表されてし、有意義ならお金を出す価値があると思うよ。義援金詐欺があるぐらいだし、大企業だからって信用しちゃいけないよ。大企業だからうまくごまかせるんだよ。こんなこと言いたくないけど、情けないけど今の日本じゃ信用できないね。原発は今まで俺たちの暮らしを支えてくれました。今まで実態を知らずにそれを許してきました。本気で原発を設計してきたその危険性を一番分かっている技術者の人も、俺たちが遊んでる間も高い給料をもらって必死に設計してくれたんじゃないかな。100歩譲って原発に感謝しようって気持ちはあるんだけど、騙されてきたんだし、やっぱり感謝できないよね。そして後の何世代にもわたって過去を残す汚れたものをこの国に作ってきた電力会社、原子力安全保安院、官僚、政府、財界のお偉いさん、大企業、マスメディア、雇用学者、そしてそれらに関係する奴らのお金という名の悲劇をこれ以上見るのは悲しすぎますが、この確信犯たちに目を背けずに真実の目でしっかりと追求し、それからどこへ向かって行くべきなのか、真実を知ろうとする気持ちがあればクリエイティブなイメージが生まれ、具体的な提案を示すことができるし、何千年かけて失ったものをまた何千年かけて取り戻せるきっかけにもなるはずだよ。とにかくもう原発は必要ない。これ以上無関心で騙され続けたら破滅するぞ。電気が足りる足りないの問題じゃねえんだ。電気がなくても生きていけるけど、自然がなかったら生きていけないだろ。取り返しのつかないことがもうすでに起こってるんだぜ。人間の囲碁に巻き込まれた動物や植物たちにも迷惑どころの話じゃねえし、何が一番かわいそうかって、子供が一番かわいそうやろ。俺たちの未来なんだぞ。守ってやれなくてどうするんだよ。50年100年200年後の世代、今の俺たちのこの時代よ、ヒットラーって呼ばれてもおかしくないぜ。みんなが事実の裏に隠された真実を見れば、武器なんて物騒なもん持たなくても一撃で世の中ひっくり返るんだよ。どんなに遠回りしたって、何度生まれ変わったって目指すところは一つさ、愛だろ、愛だろ、愛だろ。綺麗事でもね、捨てれてる場合じゃねえんだよ。ラブなんだよ、愛なんだよ。 対反対、原発絶対反対、原発絶対反対、原発絶対反対。原発絶対反対。直ちに撤廃せよ。
I should tell you what we played. We started off the third hour with, sorry, a little space up. Human Error by Frying Dutchman. Not Flying Dutchman. Frying. And this is a cat. No, this is a neon cat. Huh? And he's talking about how they brought shit to their land and made it doku. Well, what can I ask you? Not thinking of the young one. Commodore Akachan, whatever. David. Who is this man? This war crime man. He helped the U.S. do it. Here, I learned both of you. His name. He brought baseball, too. His name.
Well, you told.
I showed you. Us. Yeah, we don't know his name, but whose name do we know? We know this song, and actually, the cat made it on a video, and it, you can see it. There's subtitles, but I just thought it was so fucking happening. Let him speak in his own word. No problem. And then we heard Bad Week by L.A. O. Moy, no, which is a Montreal band, which they speak French, but I think it's like 300-year-old French because it was the wild that was brought over. Jose.
Dime.
Yeah. Let's talk about this EU thing, Europe.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about, how do you pronounce, demagogue?
Demagogue.
Yeah, you were saying that this Ronnie guy was saying...
Oh, this U.S. thing.
Yeah.
That. And here's a big point. He wants to run against a guy who's already boss. To say, we don't want another Europe in U.S.
It's pure demagogue. I mean, he's just after the votes. He will say whatever his audience want to hear. And David Cameron is doing the same here. He now is after the conservative, the hardcore conservative vote.
What about Mr. Clegg?
Well,
I heard Mr. Clegg wanted to reform the Lords, and they sunk it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
They sunk it.
It's a coalition that doesn't make any sense.
No, but it's a coalition, but his part, if you want me in, let me have a say, and he had an idea for the Lords.
Mm.
Yeah, that might be difficult for U.S. people. There's a peer thing here, where you don't get voted. Right? It's cats who own land or something, or the queen, or king or something. And Mr. Cameron wanted to limit it to 20%, right?
He say, I want a referendum on Europe relationship at some point.
Oh, that too.
That's heavy stuff. That means they might leave Europe for good. I mean, they kind of did about a year ago when they left in this meeting. They didn't sign for the treaty, and they're out basically. So they cannot veto any of the big decisions that the hardcore Europe group, France, Germany, make. In that sense, that leaves UK isolated for the big decisions, and that's already happened. But the next thing Cameron says is we may do a referendum. But I think it's all bluffing because things have changed, you know, the whole world is interconnected.
You being a Spanish cat coming here, do you know about the Lords?
No, I didn't know. Those are, you know, you know, in Britain, if you still go to new flats and then you go to the toilet and the toilet sink and there's two taps.
Yeah.
And then the other day I asked to the state agency lady, why do you still have this thing? Can you tell me the logics of this? Because I've been living here 13 years and still don't understand. So what do you do? You put the plug and then you fill up the sink and then you sink your hands in the water and then you wash them? Is that the idea? And she say no. So what's the idea that you put your hands in the cold water when it's boiling hot? You move them to the other side and you put the cold and you move them back and forth. And she say yeah. And I thought, well, that's very sensible, isn't it? That's practical,
totally.
Yeah, that's pragmatic. So the UK has this weird thing.
Yeah.
They drive on the other side. it's an island thing, I guess. It's a peculiar thing. Islands are peculiar people. They drag the history of being isolated in a way by land, and I guess Japan in a way it's
also
too. Yeah. Mm. So I guess they think that we don't need Europe, but the game has changed. The rule of the game.
Oh
has
changed. Europe is just a little island off the coast of Britain.
Yeah, that's how they say.
I'm a kind of girl that can party through the night. You might be awfully handsome, but I need you. song is called Ain't It Fun, You're Gonna Die Young. It's dedicated to Jane Scott, because she'll stay forever young, forever 16. She won't die young. Every thing you've ever done.
And ain't it fun when you know that you're gonna die young? It's such fun, such fun.
Show. You just heard Barcode by C. Star Sound, ahead of that Black Sheep, a Minuteman cover from Wyatt Streets. Showed His Teeth, something live from Scarcity Tanks, out of Cleveland. Speaking of Cleveland, Army Garden, ahead of that with Black Cows. I got fucking hiccups. Peter Laffner from the movie 1974 with Ain't It Fun. And Grandma with Verstehen ahead of that. freaking hand by the band. Bang! Sorry. Great band from North Carolina. North California. Actually, it ain't North. People say North Cal, but would you say North Cal is that? No. Look at the map again. Well, we're coming up to the end of our spiel. And, yeah, we're in Europe here, huh? So I'm here to ask my Europe brothers and sisters about what's happening, about what maybe is the future. Jose.
Ask Jimmy, who's...
Jimmy's in 5001. We're in 5094. No, really, this was last address of his pad, England, Cumberland.
What's the future? I don't know.
Yeah. What wouldn't you think of Greece?
Well, I read an article a few years ago that big crisis always brings up the extreme, so that there will be a rise on the extreme left and on the fascist, and it's kind of happening. If you look at the French election result, Le Pen, and you look at the Nazis, the real Nazis in Greece, they got seats, and the BNP as well. So in crisis times, the weak people look for cheap answers, and they get them easily. And I guess I hope it doesn't spiral out of control. That's what I hope.
Yeah. Young people, what advice would you give them, Jose? The people younger than you. How old are you? 37?
Yeah. Just read books and try to think for yourself and not to believe what the others tell you. Try to make your own answers. Yeah. Don't listen to what the others try to convince you.
Yeah.
Think for yourself.
Beautiful. I love. I was at the museum in Barcelona and see Juan Miro. I think he was like that. I read a thing where he said, I wanted to assassinate painting. And for me, maybe that's a thing for yourself. Because he was trying to break out of a tradition and make honest expression.
Mm.
I love that. I want to thank you, Kyoka.
Thanks to you, Mary.
Jose. Thanks for being on the show. Thank it's been the... July 13th, 2012 edition Wild for Pedro show from here in London, England. Keep your powder dry.